This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Police have closed down roads and are conducting a search of a wooded area in Montgomery County, Maryland, where a man was shot early this morning. It's near the scene of previous attacks by the Washington area sniper. NPR's Brian Naylor is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What do you know about the latest shooting?
Montgomery County officials say the victim was a man. He was shot in the torso at a bus stop in the Aspen Hill area of Montgomery County a little before 6 this morning. He was medevaced to an area trauma center. He was on or near a commuter bus known as ride-on buses in Montgomery County. The area is near the intersection of two busy commuter arteries, Georgia and Connecticut Avenues. They have been blocked off by police. In addition, the Washington Beltway, which is several miles away, is also blocked at a bridge that crosses the Potomac River, which divides Maryland and Virginia. Police are reportedly looking at the cars, searching for witnesses and a suspect.
Now, has this shooting been linked to the multiple shootings by the sniper we've had in the area?
Well, not officially yet, but it does bear all the marks of his previous attacks. The first shooting into a Michael's Craft store, in which no one was injured, was within blocks of this shooting. In addition, two of the other earliest attacks occurred within, I'd say, a mile of this morning's shooting. There's a wooded area nearby that police have been searching, a cemetery, and there are lots of apartment complexes, townhouses, and shopping centers right nearby.
Yesterday, police asked the sniper to call them back.
Yeah, well, the police believe the sniper is trying to communicate with them. They have a note left behind the Ponderosa restaurant in Ashland, Virginia, just north of Richmond, where the last definitive sniper shooting occurred on Saturday night. That note is reportedly more than 2 pages long. It's said to be poorly worded. But police and police have not publicly commented on it, but they did indicate yesterday the person they believe to be the sniper has called them. And the Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose, who is heading the task force investigating the shootings, said yesterday he issued a third appeal to the sniper, saying the person you called could not hear everything you said. The audio was unclear, so please call us back.
There was some police activity yesterday at a gas station near Richmond, Virginia.
For a while yesterday, it appeared as though police had made a significant breakthrough. About 8:30 yesterday morning, police swooped down on a white Plymouth Voyager minivan that had parked next to a payphone. They pulled the occupant from the vehicle, towed it away, and later reported they had a second person in custody. Police had clearly been staking out the phone. We don't know why exactly, but there are reports police believe the sniper may have called them from a payphone in the Richmond area. At any rate, they surrounded the minivan, guns drawn, and it all turns out to be for naught. Police in Richmond now say the two men had nothing to do with the shootings. Apparently, they're undocumented workers, and one investigator is quoted as saying the two are simply in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The victim of Saturday night shooting north of Richmond, how's he doing?
He is reported to be in stable condition. Doctors performed two surgeries on him to remove that .223 caliber bullet, which apparently more or less explodes inside you. And so there were a lot of fragments, a lot of internal damage, and they say more surgery is probably necessary. But they say he is strong and that he stands a good chance of leading a normal life.
Authorities in Richmond are worried about school children.
Yes, in Richmond now and in the surrounding areas in Southern Virginia, schools are closed again. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports today that the note the sniper apparently left behind in Ashland contained a possible threat to schools in the area. So law enforcement officials recommended they be kept closed and children be kept home.
But not here in the Washington.
Not here in Washington. Schools are open. Obviously, traffic being the mess that it is this morning, kids will be getting to school late. But officials say that schools are opening.
NPR's Brian Naylor.